Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Thursday, June 14, 2010. One Israeli policeman killed and two injured in an ambush near Hebron, and an Iranian aid ship set sail to Gaza. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. One Israeli border police was killed and two others were injured on Monday when a group of Palestinian fighters ambushed them near Hebron in the southern West Bank. Palestine News Network reported that a patrol of four soldiers were traveling on Settlers Road 60, which connects settlements in and around Hebron with Jerusalem, when the attack took place. Three soldiers suffered gunshot wounds and were moved to an Israeli hospital in nearby Jerusalem. One of them died shortly after arriving at the hospital. The other two suffered moderate to critical wounds, doctors reported. The armed wing of Fatah has claimed responsibility for the attack. Immediately after the attack, the Israeli military sealed off the area and promptly searched all vehicles and invaded the town of Beit Umar near Hebron and arrested three local teenagers. Local sources announced the troops arrested the three teenagers after searching and ransacking their families' homes. On Sunday, the first of two Iranian ships carrying aid left port for the Gaza Strip, Israeli newspaper Haaretz reports. The ship is transporting construction materials, food, and toys for children. The second ship leaves port on Friday. The Iranian ships come in response to outrage over the killings on the Gaza Freedom Flotilla last May. They are just one part of the reinvigorated campaign to break blockade of Gaza by international groups. This move by Iran is seen as controversial given the existing tensions with Israel over Iran's nuclear program. Iran says it continues to express only its moral support to Hamas, despite Israeli claims of also supplying weapons to the group. In the meantime, the family of Gilad Shalit, the Israeli soldier captured in Gaza 2006, has expressed their concern over a possible policy shift in regards to the blockade of Gaza, Haaretz reports. In light of the outrage over the attacked aid ships heading to Gaza and talks with Middle East envoy Tony Blair, the Israeli government has agreed in principle to lighten the blockade. Any lifting of the blockade will most likely be limited to an updated list of prohibited goods, which would be far shorter than the current one. This has led to protests from the Shalit family. The family had in the past an agreement with cabinet ministers that any lifting of the blockade would come with the release of their son. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center. For constant updates, please visit our site at www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Brian Ennis.